Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bam, bam, bam.
What are the people more revved up for? Sunday Night Football or booing Embiid tonight?
Sunday Night Football.
I think so, too. But
yeah, Sunday Night Football.
Could get loud tonight. Joel Embiid introduced after a week of nonsense. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuliano coming your way in a minute. A third clue for Hugh's Clues here. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Before we get back to the phones here and discuss all things Eagles, Embiid, and your guest is here for Hugh's Clues. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts for a second, right? Mm-hmm. So we know he's going to be fine. He's going to play Sunday. Full participant yesterday. He had the maintenance with his ankle earlier this week. We don't know if Devontae Smith is going to play, so we'll see if he has his full complement of receivers. But what are we expecting out of Jalen this Sunday, Hugh? This is a little reset. It's a 10-day, you know, in between the two games, right? It's not a full bye, but it's kind of like a little reset. After the real bye, he's played better. But we still see some things in the passing game that aren't great. Are you expecting big things this week? This is an interesting challenge, because you mentioned it a lot today. That front for the Rams can get after the quarterback. Are you expecting a big Jalen game Sunday?
When you say big, I want him to be more efficient. And I know that, you know, earlier in the week when I said that, a lot of fans like, what do you mean efficient? Efficient is better. I get what you're saying. But let me try to give you an insight of how I feel about that. I want Jalen to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. And not take those sacks, because I feel like I look back at that Dallas game, and if they had a better quarterback, Dallas, that is, that game would have been a lot tighter. I feel like with our first quarter woes, that there is potential, especially with this defense of the Rams, where they could capitalize on mistakes if we make them. So when I say efficient, I want Jalen to not, if the play is not there, just get rid of the ball. Don't give them opportunities. I don't want to see any plays where there's potential for you to turn them over and put them in scoring position.
You mentioned the sacks. And when I hear what Irving Fryer said about Jalen this week, I feel like it's the most under-talked about thing with the Eagles and their offense this year. They take too many sacks. And I don't think we talk about it a lot because they don't throw it a ton, right? It's not like he's dropping back 50 times, so there's 7 sacks at the end of the day, and we talk about it all week. But they do take a lot of sacks compared to how many times they actually drop back. The only starting quarterbacks in the league taking sacks at a higher rate are Will Levis and Caleb Williams. And if you go back the last like 30, 40 years in the NFL, it's tough to find many quarterbacks that win the Super Bowl getting sacked at this kind of rate. That's one thing I'm looking for, Sonny. Get rid of the ball. Don't take the sacks. And just, we could use your word today. We could go efficient today. A little more efficiency in this passing game. Let's hear from Irving Fryer. He was on the morning show earlier this week. His thoughts and what he sees with Jalen.
But one of the things that I see with Jalen is in his throwing is that he lacks the ability to throw the ball in tight spots when you need to have zip on the ball, when you need to throw the ball on a rope. Perfect example, the Diggs interception with Dallas. I think the week before, Cincinnati was 4th-and-3, and he was trying to throw the ball to A.J. Brown crossing the field, and the ball, it needed to have zip on the ball, and I think he lacked, because he almost, when you watch his motion, he almost kind of winds up a little bit. He throws a great deep ball.
He does.
Throws a slant.
Boy,
throws
he does.
A slant good.
Yeah.
Those short passes, because he's only throwing the ball about 12 yards, you know, from where he's standing to where the ball's got to get to. But when the receiver's 15 yards down the field, 20 yards down the field, and you got to throw that ball on a line, because the moment of separation only lasts for a second. And you got to get that ball in that hole, in that space, right now.
Hugh, what do you make of that? I mean, I think he was referring to the interception against the Cowboys where Diggs took it in the end zone. I think Jalen has the arm to make plenty of throws. He throws the ball deep down the field really nice. It's a matter of like the tight window, the quick ones, and if he holds it too long, that's when someone jumps
in. It almost feels like he doesn't have the confidence. I know another guy who took care of the football. Donovan was kind of like that. Donovan never really put the ball in harm's way. And a lot of times when you have quarterbacks that play that way, they miss opportunities, because there's a lot of times when I hear other people talk about Jalen and some of the throws. I think it was Greg Cosell said it a few weeks ago.
He needs to see it.
He needs to see it a little bit earlier. And I think part of that is because he doesn't want to put the ball in harm's way. He doesn't have confidence in it. Now, flip side of that, Brett Favre, if you look like you were open, he was throwing it.
Well, and that arm he had.
And he had a hell of an arm. Maybe Jalen doesn't have that kind of confidence, but you're going to have to take chances sometimes. And, you know, I know that in the NFL, a lot of the DBs are fast and they react very, very fast. But there are some plays that I feel as a defender, defensive lineman, that you could probably make a little bit early and give your receivers the opportunity to make some even bigger plays.
Look, I think we all want an easy win Sunday. I actually think Sunday could give us a good picture of what really is going on here, right? If the Rams get up a touchdown or their pass rush is going, like, you know, how do the Eagles respond in a game like that?
Well, if I'm being honest, it's strategy. Because there's been a lot that has been made about Coach Sirianni's coaching acumen, the guys that he has, and I know Vic Fangio has done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, what does this mean? Because there's the potential for the conversation or the narrative to be that he got out-coached. Because Sean McVay, at one point, everything he touched turned to gold.
He's a tremendous coach.
He was an innovative coach. You know, young man. He's like in his mid-30s, if I'm not mistaken. He's not that old.
No, he's not. He got the job at like 30.
Yeah. And so he's not that old. And for him to accomplish as much as he's accomplished in a short period of time, there's going to be an element of coaching, I feel, that we're going to look at and be like, hey, you know, that was probably the deciding factor in this game. I feel like that's going to be the case.
We got a Devontae Smith update.
What do we got?
No sign of him in practice again. Seems unlikely he'll be ready for Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if he misses all 3 days of practice, he's probably going to be listed as I would think, doubtful, and then that usually means out in the NFL. So we'll get the final injury report, but reporters saying he's not at practice, that obviously impacts the game and the game plan and the passing game.
That makes me really nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Now you being nervous.
I think we're all plant-based now.
Now you being plant-based.
Well, I mean,
no, I think it'll be realistic. Yeah, we're losing one of our top players on offense.
Oh, but no, when I said it a couple weeks ago, don't worry about it. We're going to be all right.
Because you're plant-based.
Okay, gotcha. It's the messenger. What did I just tell you about the messenger?
When football guys say things like Kyle and I,
you're telling us to kick the messenger's ass.
What did I tell you about it? I didn't tell you to. No, I didn't say that's what I would do.
No, you're saying put hands on people.
No, I'm saying that's what
you don't like what they're saying. Supposed to be PR.
No, that's what Joel.
No.
Listen. This is what's happening.
Don't start.
No. Joel Embiid has made it seem like by him looking for it, because he's actively looking for the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, once you find him, then what? You go shake your finger at him?
I have an idea. Stop looking for him.
How about look for the win column? They're 2-12. I don't want to hear about some witch hunt. I mean, this is ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Let's tell you how it happened. All right, back to the phones. But first, Hugh, people need a third clue. This is you called it today. This was going to be a challenging one.
Yeah, I told him this was going to be challenging. So you want this third clue?
Yeah, give it.
Listen to what I'm saying, because you know, it might help you out a little bit. This person was in a relationship with Tom Hanks in a movie.
Okay, so they got three clues. Actor with a wide variety of the kinds of movies they were in. Second clue was Kyle did not know who this person was. Third clue, this person was in a relationship with Tom Hanks in a movie. Right? That's it? Those are your three clues? All right, there it is. Clue number three in the books. Bilal is up next. Hey, Bilal.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. Damn. That whole Tom Hanks and relationship just threw a whole wrench in my pick.
Tom Hanks been in a lot of movies with a lot of leading ladies.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so I'm just going to go with this one since I just watched it. Hey, what is her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Catherine?
Oh, you just going straight for the...
In the Terminal.
The Terminal was an interesting movie. That is, well, that's not the answer, but it's a good guess. All right, what are you thinking on the Eagles-Rams?
Oh, man, I feel like we're going to smoke them this week. This is going to be a game. We're going to have a special teams or defensive touchdown this week. Eagles going to win 35-14.
35-14, I like that. A blowout. Yeah. There we go. All right, yeah. And you agree with me? This is a must win, right? We got to get this thing.
Oh, no, no. It's definitely a must-win. Yeah, we got to secure first base. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we take care of business. See, Bilal gets it. Yeah, he gets it. They're going to win the game, must-win. He's not plant-based. I mean, he gets it, unlike some people around here.
Nah. I mean, I'm just saying, I assess the situation, and I look at the potential pitfalls. That's all I did.
You know, when I do that, I'm a hater. When you do it, you're plant-based.
No, I'm still yeah. a hater. No, yeah. I'm ridiculous, so I don't know what I'm talking about, or I'm nervous. So it's about the same.
Both of you are just total dope.
That's every day, no matter what.
I would wear that. I'm going to have to go ahead and wear that hat today.
Total dopes, the dope WIP.
Especially after what you just did. Yeah, nobody's going to know but us.
I screwed everybody up on this. I apologize.
I think there's going to be an apology issued at 1:59, 3:00
Well,
today.
Technically, it ain't my fault.
What?
Whoa.
I'm blaming on somebody else. It's not my fault.
The caller?
Hell.
Yeah, it's the caller's fault.
Oh, I don't think that's you. What an
don't like listen,
Joel I'm, Douglas is I'm really just saying, moving
don't,
up the
don't assume
here.
Don't assume anything. Just you know, keep your mind open. Right. I apologize. I ain't apologizing.
Bobby in Buckingham is up. What's up, Bobby?
What's going on, gents?
What are you thinking, Bobby?
I don't want to talk about the Sixers. That's for sure. I really like this Rams matchup. I think it's going to be a close game. I think we're looking at like 23-20, and it's going to come down to a Jake Elliott field goal.
Do you feel confident in that? Jake's not been in a good way this year. I mean, typically, like over the last 5-6 years, Bobby, you say that, I feel great. But you say that now, and it's like, I hope Jake's ready for the moment.
Well, if you look at a lot of the kickers have been missing chip shots or, you know, easy make field goals. So I wouldn't put it all on, you know, him. He's been around the league.
Well, it's crazy, Bobby, with that. Justin Tucker, who's the best kicker I've ever seen, he's been bad this year. It's like even he's not making his kicks like normal.
Right. So, yeah, I think our corners are going to match up. It's going to be a back-and-forth game, as it should be. And I think everybody's going to be tuned in for a good game.
Well, Bobby, I hope you're right. Close win, I'll take that. Art, what are you thinking for Hughes Clues? Who is this actor?
Meg Ryan,
the guest. And that was when he brought this up, Bobby. That's not it. But that I knew that would come up here, right?
Meg Ryan.
You associate Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They were in a few together, right? You got to associate those.
Oh
two.
Yeah, that's right. They were, and the ones they were in, I haven't seen any one of them.
No,
I can't think of a Tom Hanks Meg Ryan movie that I've seen.
I think one was You Got Mail.
Haven't seen that.
And then I'm trying to think was Sleepless in Seattle.
Haven't seen that.
You've binge watched Tubi series, but not seen those two.
I'm not a big fan of the rom coms. That's not my.
Yeah,
that's not my genre.
I guess that's
the only one that I remember. What is it? Is something about Mary? That was pretty funny.
With Brett Favre. He just came up a few minutes ago.
Yeah, with Brett Favre.
Yes, and what's her name? She kind of disappeared.
Cameron Diaz.
What happened to her?
She got married, I think, and had some kids.
I guess that happens to a lot of
actresses. I don't know. I might be wrong about that. I don't know if she got kids or not.
But she was a big deal in the 90s, and
that thing faded.
Let's talk to Jamal in Philly. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Not much. I was trying to do the actor, but I know I'm not going to be able to figure that out. So I guess I'll just answer the Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
I don't think they should boo him. I mean, Joel Embiid is who Joel Embiid is. He plays hard on the court. If your cold teammate call you out on being on time, then we got to wait for the response. It's like your supervisor will call you out for being late. Now what are you going to do from that point on? Are you going to show up on time or not? When it comes to snitch, you want to know if a coworker told the supervisor that you was late? What is it? See, when it's supposed to have been a team meeting, once they get outside, it was no longer a team meeting, you know, within, you know, the closed doors.
I think Jamal's on the boat that I'm on. You got to put hands
on. No, no, no.
You got to put hands on.
You got to handle like a grown-up.
I mean, that's normally what you would like to do, but you got to put hands on. You got to put hands on a coworker, though, man.
No, don't fight and don't, you know, definitely.
I ain't say fight.
Are you speaking from experience now?
No, I'm saying.
Didn't you get in trouble for this?
I did. I'm just saying, for Joel and B,
stop recommending things that you got in trouble for.
No, but for Joel and B, that's what he's trying to do. So I'm saying that it's his only recourse. Me personally, I'm not going to do that. I've learned my lesson. But he get one. Joel Embiid get one.
You'd be the worst PR guy in the history of PR guys.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He's not looking to fight. He's looking to see who cannot be trusted within the confines of where it should be.
Well, he already knows somebody can't be trusted. Why do you
need to know? He's looking for a foxhole guy. That's what he's doing.
Why do he need to know that who the person exactly is? I would look at it like.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
You, if somebody told the y'all producer, whoever is in charge, I know y'all lenient with the work y'all do, but if somebody said, hey, you were late today, and then they called and hey, you're late, and you'd be like, how do you know?
They told me it was bad about me
we just did this yesterday. Hold on a second. What am I supposed to say? You're not here.
Jamal, they told on me yesterday. What are you talking about?
Well, y'all got that kind of relationship. Plus, you rich, and nobody really cares if you're late. And
yes, they do.
Why don't they care?
You know what? Listen, okay, Jamal, let me tell you. I work in an environment where it ain't too many of people that look like me. Being a black man and being late to work, that's not a good look, man. I can't go out like that.
No, I got you, but I bet they couldn't say that you was not there. They didn't go and, you know, you was late to try to get you in trouble.
Let me tell you, the minute I knew I was going to be late, I got sick to my stomach because I just was like, damn, black man being late to work, that is not a good look. It's just ain't a good look, dog. It ain't a good look. And regardless of what I used to do for a living, that is not a good look.
I mean, to be fair, it wasn't like you overslept. You had car issues. That happens to everybody. It wasn't like when the camera overslept on the midday show.
I was still late.
That's all right. All right, Jamal, what's your guess? Who's the actor?
I wouldn't be able to get it. I was going with Denzel, because I tuned in late, and all I heard was a wide variety of different type of genres and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
So I would have went with Denzel.
All right, Jamal. We appreciate the phone call.
Not a problem.
Jamal doesn't want to do well tonight. I just want to say for Hughes Clues, you got to think outside the box. It might not be what you picture right away.
Yes.
But if you think through.
If you know me, you would think through this.
If you think through some major roles, you will kind of land back to this.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm just trying to bring us back to. I want people. This is a good one.
And it is a good one.
I think that the visual in their head might not match the actual answer. So just take the visual out and just think to the roles. Think to the big movies over the years. Jimmy in West Philly. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jimmy?
Doing well. Basically, I'm feeling good about this game. I mean, I know it's a home away from home game, but, you know, at this point in the season, you know, I'm liking the continuity of the defense. They're showing me that they're definitely growing together. They're gelling at the right time. However, you know, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not looking too far ahead, but I would like to see more Will Shipley over Gainwell just to try to get his legs ready for the playoffs. And I feel like he can be an addition to the exciting whites.
Yeah.
You know what, Jimmy?
It'd be three of them.
I like Shipley in training camp. I thought he had some burst, and then he had that run against the Bengals.
I love the name Exciting
Whites. Yeah, there's the Exciting Whites.
Awesome. Wow. I like that.
But, Jimmy, the Bengals run he had that got called back, I think he could play a little bit. And as the year goes on, I think it'd be a good thing to keep Saquon a little fresher so we got him good for January. I'm good with that. Gainwell some carries, Shipley some carries. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it with the three-headed monster like what took us to the Super Bowl with Ajayi, Blunt, and Clement. You know what I'm saying? Just Shipley.
I'm okay with that.
Rookie. He will be that rookie addition. You know what I'm saying? We already got two veterans and a rookie. Let's let them roll.
Let the young cat play.
And Clement was a big part of that Super Bowl. When I heard him yesterday with the morning show, I was like, man, it's like you forget he had 100 yards receiving in the game. He was a big part of things. Jimmy, what do you got for us? Who is the actor Hughes thinking about?
All right. Well, I'm going to say like this. See, that's the thing. You guys are kind of tricky. You're saying actor, but then, you know what I mean? It could be an actress.
It could be an actor.
Yeah, it could be. And I know an actor that has played on a couple switch-up roles, and I'm going to go with Rames.
Bing Rames.
Oh, okay.
Holiday Heart. That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly.
Holiday Heart.
Jimmy, fun answer.
He played a few switch-up roles, but you know.
Yeah. That's a good, you know what, though, Jimmy, that's a really, really good answer.
Not it, but I think that's a good answer. All right, before we go any further, let's do a little Q&A here on a Football Friday.
Yes, and Q&A is brought to you by the Jug Handle. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
In your face, Kyle. How about that?
I always believed in you.
No, you didn't.
Nope. I heard Joel the other day. He was talking about how the time off between last Thursday, right, and now this Sunday is almost like a mini bye. I know you didn't play an era where you played a lot of Thursday games, but you played a Thursday game. Is that true? Does it feel like that, or is it
you
not?
You get a respite.
Okay.
You get a respite. You get a chance to spend time with the family, just relax, watch a couple of the games, maybe do some scouting, if you will, but just unplug from football just for a little bit.
So, yeah, it's like a mini buy. Just take a little bit off your body. But the one thing about it, you don't want to get too far away from being ready to play football. Because I used to hate that, too. When those games that you have off, and like you might have a day or two off in practice, you want to kind of stay in football mode, man, because the worst feeling in the world to me was going back out there and just having that felt like you were out of shape. Because it don't take that long to get out of shape. So just feeling like you were out of shape, that part, I didn't like that part too much.
All right, second one I have for you. So this is going to be a storyline after Sunday night. I can hear this already being talked about. So, Hugh, after they get home from L.A., right? They're going to play the game Sunday. They fly home. Mm-hmm. The Eagles don't get on a plane again until the postseason, right? Their road games after this are a short bus trip down to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They'll probably take a train down to D.C. That's it, right? The other games they have are at home, and then they should have some home playoff games. That gets brought up a lot. They don't have to get on a plane. Is it hard on a player's body to travel a lot during the season, plane rides? Or is that just something we say, but it's like it's not that big of a deal?
No, it is, because I remember sometimes when you get on planes, especially guys that are a little banged up, you swell up. And that's why they give you compression sleeves and stuff like that, just keep the swelling out of your body and things. So, yeah, it's different when you don't have to do all of that, man, the air compression and all of the good stuff. Yeah, so that's great. That this would be the last time for a while that they have to get on a plane.
Yeah, I mean, if the Eagles play it out well and they finish the season winning the division, I think the next time they'll get on a plane is probably the NFC Championship game in Detroit or the Super Bowl. I mean, that, like, after Sunday, that's it.
That'd be cool, yeah.
And we had something similar to this in 2017 where they didn't get on a plane, you know, after early December for a while. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V!
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Big V. What's
going on, man?
Hey, listen, Big Hugh, you know I love you because we're going... Now heading to the Big Easy, the Super Bowl with the 50-50 on the road.
Yeah, that song.
Yes.
Yeah, that song. But listen, first, Hugh, you know I love you.
Yes.
But you're being plant-based. Every time
everyone hears it.
Every time I've been called plant-based, yeah, I got you.
You get a little scared. Look, you got the new place to go. Buy a dog. Feel secure.
Big V, how am I being scared? Like, seriously.
No, you're not scared. You're scared.
I'm scared. Well, okay. Well, how am I being scared, Big B? How am I being scared, man?
About this Rams? Really? Come on. You think that we can't beat them?
Big V, I never said that. I said this could be a problem.
No, go back in the audience app. You'll hear at 10 o'clock, Hugh said he had nightmares all week about the Rams.
all the
running
nightmares.
Running up and down the field.
Just
waking
running
up the
rough
cold
shot
sweat.
All about the over these young Thundercats. Yes.
Here, Hugh, if a team, you being a former football player, is giving you nightmares, third.
I like how y'all turn this and put it on me. All the time. Every time I sit here and I give you these great analysis, then all of a sudden I'm a fraidy cat.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
Welcome to Philly, buddy.
I mean, don't you know this by now? If you
if I'm not on board, I'm a fraidy cat. Okay,
and if
gotcha.
I am not on board, I'm a hater. I mean,
yeah,
that's what
that's
this
how it works.
If it looks like a cat, it runs like a cat.
I got you. I got you, Big B. Uh-oh.
Okay, before Joe cuts me off. And, Joe, listen, I got to say this to you. I was wrong about you. I love you. The way you handled that guy talking about Embiid was classic.
Well, he needed to hear that because he was in la-la land.
Big
I did
B,
stand
he
up.
He stood up.
Hugh gets actually scared
when I
stand up.
Nervous when he stand up because he mean business.
Big V, what do you got a guess for us, too, for Hugh's Clues?
I'm going to say Robert De Niro.
Give us another one. It's been a guess before. I want you to get another guess. Pretty famous actor.
Famous actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Billy Dee Williams.
You know, I like me some Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, Billy Dee, I didn't hear what he said.
Especially them Colt 45 commercials.
Yeah, that's a good guess, Big V. That's not it, but a very good guess. All right, Big V, we appreciate it. All right, we got 1 hour to go. We have a $50 gift card to give away to the Melting Pot. We need the correct answer. We may have to start giving out, like, clue 3.5.
Yeah, I can give you a half a clue.
Well, I will just say... Someone
has it?
On the phone lines.
Okay.
Has it.
They do?
Someone's thinking outside the box.
Okay,
someone's
yeah.
thinking back to cinema, not just what's in your head, like cinnamon.
Cinnamon? What'd you say? What'd you talk about?
Cinema. They're thinking to the actual movies, the roles.
I was somewhere else. My bad. Don't even ask me what I was thinking about.
I'm looking at the free.
When you said cinnamon, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute.
Say cinnamon. cinnamon, synonym, and cinema. 215-592.
Hey, you're almost out of work, buddy.
94.95. Oh, we're gonna lose it. We're gonna lose.
Simonum. It's always, why I always like this on a Friday, bro, this time.
I don't know. All right, well, guess the takes for next week coming up. And there is a lot of chatter about something big happening in Dallas. We think we need this to happen. We'll hit that next. All your calls as well. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you got your shopping list started, move half-filled pork to the top of the list. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hugh, you're kind of crazy. But I'm not. It's not about the turkey this year. It's time for something different. So bye-bye, turkey. Put some pork on your fork. Half-filled variety of marinated pork. Tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put some pork on your fork.